Third question. You said that noise and disturbances are not outside in the world, but are because of our own mind and ego. But why do the saints and mystics always live in unnoisy, uncrowded places? Because they are still not saints and mystics. They are still endeavoring, still working. They are seekers, not siddhas. They have not reached. Noise will disturb them. Crowd will disturb them. Crowd will pull them back to its own level. They are still weak. They need protection. They are still not confident. They cannot move into temptations. They have to protect themselves into lonely solitudes, where they can grow and become strong. When they are strong, then there will be no problem. Mahavir moved into wilderness. For 12 years he was alone, silent, not talking, not moving in villages, cities. Then he became enlightened. Then he came back to the world. Buddha was for 6 years in total silence. Then he came back to the world. Jesus or Muhammad or anyone, when they are growing, they need protected conditions. When they have grown, then there is no problem. So, if you find some mystic afraid of moving in a crowd, then know well that he is still a child growing. Otherwise, why a mystic should be afraid of moving in crowds? Nothing can be done to him by the crowd, by the noise, by the world, by the objects of the world. With all this madness around him, nothing can be done to him. He cannot be touched. He can move. He can live anywhere. It happens to his emptiness to live. He can live. But in the beginning, it is good. It is good to be alone, to be in a harmonious natural surrounding. So remember, don't think that because you live in a noisy Bombay, you are a mystic. Or you have grown up and have become a siddha. If you want to grow, you will also have to move sometimes for some definite periods into loneliness, moving out the crowd, out of the concerns of the world, relations of the world, objects of the world. Moving in such a place where you can be alone, not disturbed by others, and you can be disturbed as you are now. But once you have the strength, once you have the inner power, once you are crystallized, and you know now, no one can shatter your inner center. You can move anywhere. Then the whole world is lonely. Then wherever you are is wilderness. Then the space of silence moves with you. You are the creator of it. Then around you, you can create your own inner silence. So wherever you move, you are in silence. No one can penetrate that silence. No noise can disturb it. But unless the crystallization has happened, don't believe that you will not be disturbed. You are disturbed. Whether you know it or do not know it, Really, you are so disturbed that you cannot know it. You have become accustomed to disturbance. Your every nerve is on edge. You are continuously disturbed. Now you don't feel disturbance. Even to feel disturbance, sometimes you need not to be disturbed. Only then you can feel in contrast. You are continuously disturbed. You have become accustomed, habitual. You think this is how life is. It will be good if you move for some time to the Himalayas. It will be good to go into some remote village, a remote forest, and be alone for a few days, silence, as if the whole humanity has disappeared. Then come back to Bombay. Then you will know what disturbance you have been living in. You will be suddenly disturbed. Now you can contrast. You were having an inner music. It is shattered. For seekers, it is good. For Siddhas, it is irrelevant. And there are two types of wrong people. First type, if you say to them that it is you who are disturbed, situation is irrelevant, then they will never go into solitariness to have a glimpse of what silence is. Then they will remain here and they will say, nothing disturbs. It is we really, not the surrounding. So remain here. And they are disturbed. But the theory will become a rationalization. And then there are other people, the other type, other wrong people. If you say to them that move to silence, move to solitude, it will help. They will move, but then they will never come back. Then it becomes an addiction. Then they will remain weak forever. Then they will always feel afraid of coming back to the world. Then their solitariness has not been a hell. Rather, it has become a hindrance. They are not more strong through it. They have become weaker. Now they cannot move into the world. These both types are wrong. Be the third type, which is the right type. In the beginning, know well that you are disturbed by circumstances. So try, sometimes, manage to move out of them. And then when you are out of them, whatsoever silence you attain, bring it back to your circumstances and try to preserve it. If you can preserve it in the circumstances, only then the theory would have become an experience. Then you know nothing disturbs. Then you know it is you ultimately who is disturbed or not disturbed. But make it an experience. Just as a theory, it is useless.